You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Headline offers: Jamie Vardy to score and Leicester to win is 3-1. Gabby Agbonlahor to score and Aston Villa to win in the market at 9-1. This one, Derek, it surely falls under your one commandment in that betting Bible, doesn't it?
Well, it does. It's, I mean, 10-3 Aston Villa to win at Leicester. It's just saying, but it's got "back me" written all over it. It really has. I mean, Leicester have started the season well. We know that. But I mean, there's always a team that comes out the pack and surprises in the first few weeks of the season, and then come about February, they're desperate to get to the 40-point mark, and they ain't going to do it. Villa, I keep saying this season after season, Villa away from home are a different proposition. They're like Palace. Palace are the latter-day Aston Villa now. They're suited to playing away from home, catching teams on the break. And why wouldn't you catch Leicester on the break? I can't believe that they're 100-30 Villa. I think it's a fantastic bet, and I'll be having loads of it. And when I finish that, I'll be having some more.
Aston Villa 100-30 to win the game. Leicester have started well under Claudio Ranieri. 8 points from their opening four games, Lee. Fixture list has been pretty kind to them. Villa, on the other hand, have been away to Crystal Palace and have been beaten at Old Trafford as well. One stat that stood out to me, Lee, is in 2015, Leicester have scored 37 Premier League goals. Only Man City, Arsenal and Chelsea have scored more. So they've been pretty prolific, Leicester City.
Yeah, and obviously at home we've been talking about this. So we work with the guy who does the match announcing at Leicester. I don't think he's necessarily a Leicester fan, but he just keeps coming in saying it's just bouncing every time. You barely have to say anything to get them going. And that home form, spanning the summer has been great. Looking back since March, they had a 0-0 draw with Hull, beat West Ham, beat Swansea, lost to Chelsea, beat Newcastle, beat Southampton, beat QPR 5-1, and this season beaten Sunderland 4-2. And a good draw with Tottenham as well. I get what Derek's saying. I understand why that looks and that is a big price for a lot of people. But I don't think that away form stands up anymore. I've just been counting up there. I think they've scored more than one goal twice in the last 29 away games. They scored 4 at Sunderland. And remarkably, they scored 2 at Man City at the end of last season. So two games where they've scored more than one goal. I think Leicester have got more goals in them than Villa have at the minute. They're back to the same old problems. I think they've got the second fewest shots on target in the Premier League. Whereas Leicester, right up there near the top of the chart in terms of shots and shots on target at home per game this is. So I think Leicester can win the game. It's just the price. That 10-11 price is, I can't back Leicester odds on against anyone. Yeah. So I think there'll be goals. I think it could be a 2-1 to Leicester. So I'm going to chase a little bit of value here. I'm going to go for Leicester to win and over 2.5 goals in the match, which is 7-4.
Isn't it reminiscent of the opening day fixture? Wasn't it Bournemouth against Villa? And Bournemouth were pretty much the same price.
Yeah.
And it was all the early season optimism, blah, blah, blah. And Villa went there and burst their bubble. Yeah. I can see that happening again.
See goals in that game as well, over 2.5 goals, 10-11.
Yeah, that's a pick, isn't it?
Yeah, that's not bad. I think the over's a better bet than the under, definitely.
Yeah, I like the over's better than that. If you don't want to get involved in the outrights, then the over's is the only pick for me. But I'll chance it and stick with Leicester. Over's and Leicester win at 7-4.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.